Hello, everyone. Chuck Gines here, documenting the human experience. Just one bear on one wheel, just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Who was it that made the black kids angry this time? Very interesting story. Once again, we had a mass shooting, as everybody knows, at the Kansas City Chiefs parade in Kansas City. What was remarkable, and I've been kind of following this, what's remarkable is how silent they have been as to who the suspects are in this shooting. In looking around at some of the commentary and the other videos by different news outlets, especially the Real News Network of Christopher Hedges brought up Kyle Rittenhouse and called him a murderer, even after there's already been a trial on that. He's been acquitted. You guys might get a liable lawsuit on that one. But it was interesting with Kyle Rittenhouse, even though he was a minor, it was all over the news that a white supremacist had done this shooting. And he wasn't a white supremacist, and he was a minor, but they had no problems. So the first thing that we hear is that there are two minors that are being held as suspects. Now, we know that's a lie, right? That is misinformation by the police department and the news media. They knew how old these dudes were. They don't want to say. And then also it was going around for a while that it was a illegal immigrant or originally from Pakistan or some Middle Eastern country. It was amazing. Their Mary Greeley News, I couldn't believe it, was promoting this theory. And I just did a quick, you know, Google search, and it was totally debunked. So I asked Mary Greeley, do you do any basic fact-checking on your news reporting, or do you just run with it? So there went all the misinformation. But the truth is that this was just a typical black-on-black shooting. And one of the titles of a video I watched was the racist shooting in Kansas City. This was, again, the Real News Network of Christopher Hedges. I didn't know that black-on-black shootings were also racist. But it's just amazing to me how they hide the identity of these people for so long. And apparently what it was is one of the, well, it's not even black kids, black adults that got really angry. Major offense was committed. Apparently one black guy looked at the other black guy the wrong way. Totally understandable. What you want to do is bust out your Uzis and start spraying one another in a crowd. Of course, that's what you want to do. This is much like Kyle Rittenhouse. the similarities are striking. You know, so here you have it again. You know, whenever it's a black person, they hide it. And whenever it's a white person, they immediately slap the name of white supremacists. As a matter of fact, it was not too long ago, there was the black supremacist shooter on the bus system there in New York, or the subway system. You guys remember that? Maybe about a year, year and a half ago. It turned out the guy was actually a black supremacist. Dropped the story like a hot potato, like it never happened. Literally, within a half hour, there was no more reporting on the news. So, yeah, there is a double standard here, for sure. You know, I've been covering the racial stuff since Mike Brown and that fake story. And, you know, most of this is made up. The real problem, and it concerns me, the real problem is black-on-black crime. All of the statistics show that. Everything points in that direction. And yet, for some reason, nobody wants to talk about that. It seems like it's always white racism, white oppression, white fascism. It's always everything else but the problem with violence within our black communities. And, you know, it's not even, there's something more than just poverty here as well, because when we look at other ethnic groups of the same income levels, we don't see this incredible, incredible crime. And when we look at these statistics, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. And just, you know, I can't imagine what it's like to just want to go to an event And to now have to think every time there's crowds of people that something like this might happen. And I don't know what the solutions are to it, if there are any. Well, you're definitely in a state of collapse. But our news media, you know, they sure don't tell the truth on this. So this was two adult black men, as most of these shootings are. These types of shooting happen every day. That's a slow weekend in Chicago. Nothing unusual. Usually 4th of July, you know, any kind of air show, any kind of something downtown, you're going to have black people shooting other black people and hitting all kinds of... And then I've actually heard some of the black people say it's the other people's fault for getting in the way of their bullets. Okay, then. So, but it, pay note that even left-wing news agencies like the Real News Network are not mentioning that these people are black even to this day, and actually bring up Kyle Rittenhouse as a murderer. Boy, I tell you, man, we have to have some objective news reporting out there, and I just don't see it. But definitely a double standard here. These guys were black, as we knew from the beginning. It was... we don't even know if it was gang violence. I don't believe they even knew each other. It literally, from what I understand, reports are the motivation of this is one black dude looked at the other black dude the wrong way. An argument started, guns were drawn, and this is what we have. And then there's the cover-up of the news media because it's two black adults, and they knew this from the beginning. They try to hide their identity. I would imagine in a few days we will never hear anything about this story as well, because it didn't turn out to be the white supremacist bad guy. Boy, I don't know, people. We got to try to get along better. And this tribalism is really going to tear us apart for sure. And, you know, it is what it is. And we have a real problem with black-on-black crime. And that is where our attentions really need to be focused. Don't make the black kids angry. Which was actually a statement by a former Kansas City chief police.